This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the sense that some of the killing in the Middle East may be over. It's a terrible thing on either side. If you were awakened at the middle of the night by an air raid siren, or if in the middle of your day, whatever you happen to be doing, you have a chance of meeting instant death. The Israeli child who was killed by a Hamas rocket was actually killed with shrapnel that was planted in the rocket to try to achieve the maximum not only destruction of structures and buildings and cars, but destruction of people. It's called murder. And speaking of murder, it seems to me it's murdering logic and common sense to try to equate what happened in America on January 6th with the September 11th disaster. There were people who died, of course, on January 6th. But the police personnel who died, like Officer Sicknick, did not die directly there. They were unable to actually pin this directly to the event. And the truth of the matter is, there were, this police officer I was reading about this, who lost an eye. Can you imagine, from some of these, quote, freedom-loving demonstrators? The demonstrators were not good people. And they were not freedom-loving, flag-waving American patriots. And it's ridiculous to suggest it. You don't interrupt the government and its processes and storm the Capitol building if you're a patriot for any kind of a normal definition. And the question now is, what happens next with this desire for a great big new probe? And look, I understand why 35 Republicans voted for the probe. And honestly, I think one of the reasons, though probably most of the representatives who voted for the probe along with the Democrats would not say it, was to be able to escape the kind of political damage that Republicans expect if, as expected, Donald Trump is still talking all about the stolen election and the fraudulent election. They're still going through things like this absurd recounting process that is being done in Arizona. I mean, which is appalling. The leading Republicans in the state are all opposed to it. And basically, it's a rump group in the state Senate that has authorized another recount. The election is over. President Biden carried Arizona with 12,000 votes. And again, you're dealing with now a Republican Secretary of State in Arizona and in Georgia and other places. The point is that most Republicans know that the one thing that can doom a political party is basically following that strategy of, we're going to divide our side and unite the opposition. And this is one issue that divides Republicans. There are people who honestly and sincerely believe there are questions about the election and we should spend a lot of time and go into them and dig into them deeply. They don't want the commission because the commission basically reaches into places that are not going to be a good look for any Republican anywhere. Why? Well, because the question becomes here, a majority of the Republicans in the House of Representatives had expressed their support for challenges to the election results that had already been certified on a state level. And the question is, what do you expect is going to happen? And it's one of the reasons that I think people who say this was the darkest day in the history of the Republic and we almost lost our democracy, we came so close. Okay, I would love to challenge people. What's the worst case scenario? What's the worst that could possibly have happened on January 6th? And frankly, the very worst that could have happened would have been somebody would have killed Mike Pence and killed Nancy Pelosi. And maybe killed some other members of Congress, too. And that would have been pretty worst. That, I'm not saying that's nothing. It's an unspeakable disaster whenever a high public official is assassinated, but particularly in a situation like that. But I don't really believe that was in the offing. And I don't believe that was a danger. And fortunately, there were police officers who fought courageously to try to restore order. There are now all kinds of members of the mob, and yes, it was a mob, who have been arrested, and some have been locked up. We even had the shaman of QAnon, the guy with the horned helmet and the bare chest and the furs around his neck. And that guy's in jail already, hunger striking. And the people who perpetrated that invasion of the Capitol building are facing consequences, and it's appropriate. And John Thune, the Republican of South Dakota, who, by the way, has been pretty up the middle with this. I think he's about in the middle of where Republicans are. Which is, and what he said about the bill that is now going to the Senate to try to authorize this big commission with five people reported, appointed by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and five appointed by Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. John Thune, who's number two guy in the Senate for Republicans, said, "Anything that gets us rehashing the 2020 election, I think, is a day lost on being able to draw a contrast between us and the Democrats' very radical left-wing agenda." The number of House Republicans that supported the bill showed some members of the party believe the investigation is needed, even if most viewed it as a political non-starter. In recent weeks, some House Republicans have downplayed the events of January 6th, with one suggesting images from inside the Capitol resembled a normal tourist visit. That would be Representative Clyde from Georgia. And another questioning how anyone could be sure the rioters were Trump supporters. Look, assuming that they are not Trump supporters, don't you think that is likely to come out in some of the judicial proceedings against them? But videos from that day show a mob, many clad in Trump signature, Make America Great Again gear, waving Trump flags, beating and dragging police officers as they breach security barriers, climb through broken windows, and entering the Capitol. See, the Democrats are trying to lead people to accept the idea that when Mitch McConnell basically changed his mind. He had said he was open to having this big commission. Now he's opposed to it, and he will probably keep enough Republicans on the reservation because they need 10 Republican votes to get this through. So it's not going to go through. Does this mean that we will never, ever find out the deep secrets of January 6th? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Because there are ongoing congressional investigations, there will probably be more. It just means that the whole setup of an independent commission, Jim Garrity in the National Review today, actually talked about why it is that we tend to forget the history of national commissions. The National Commission on September 11th, which came across with a piece of work that most people accepted and is very useful and very worthy. Actually, there was a tremendous amount of partisan back and forth to setting up that commission. And there, because of the scope of the disaster and the scope of the involvement of so many intelligence agencies and how to improve it, right now I think the main focus about any discussion of January 6th should absolutely be on how you improve security in the Capitol building to avoid any future incidents like this one. We'll talk about the Democratic agenda to remake America. and where it's going in terms of education, coming up on the MedMen Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Jim Garrity in National Review says, I'd like to see a bipartisan, respected, even-handed independent commission thoroughly investigate the Capitol Hill riots of January 6th. The U.S. Capitol Police have never held a press conference or answered questions at all from the media about their decisions on that day. We did have a director of the Capitol Police who resigned. We've gotten conflicting answers about why the National Guard wasn't deployed before that day and the delays in deploying them once the rioting started. And we've heard claims from multiple sources that President Trump was initially watching the riots on TV and was pleased to see a halt in the counting of the Electoral College votes. The country could use some straight answers, says Jim Garrity of National Review, on all of these fronts, but it's an open question if we're going to get them. And it would remain an open question, he says, particularly if it goes to a commission. It is much more likely that you can get some answers, well, from the Justice Department, which has ongoing multiple investigations of what actually did happen. And today, Kevin McCarthy said, we played it for you earlier, that he would answer questions about what he was doing that day, because he apparently had several emergency phone conversations with President Trump as this was going on. Let us go to your calls and to Steve in Tacoma. Steve, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I think it's really critical that we have this commission, and it's an American. As an American, we should all want this. We need to understand the systemic failures that allowed it to happen. We'll find out through the Justice Department and hold responsible those who committed the individual acts. There's nothing to say that any of those are going to involve Trump's actions or inactions, the congresspersons who were potentially touring the rioters through prior to the whole thing. And I understand it's going to look bad for Republicans. No one's going to come out smelling good on the right on this one. But it's critical to prevent a repeat.
But don't you think that with all of the investigations that have already been launched, with the Democrats having several committees of the House and of the Senate, where Democrats control both of those, with Democrats controlling the Justice Department, that there's enough? I mean, the whole idea of appointing a so-called bipartisan commission, one of the points that Jim Garrity makes, and I think he's right, is that the whole idea of a bipartisan commission is it's impartial. He says, can you find five former Democratic office holders, five prominent Democrats who haven't already criticized President Trump? Or could you find five Republicans who haven't defended President Trump, high-level Republicans in some take or another? I think the commission is just allowing more grandstanding and more partisanship, and some of the answers that you're talking about, I do think it's important to get. You know what my biggest question about it is, Steve? My biggest question is, what was President Trump thinking? In other words, he wanted people to march up to the Capitol. What did he think would happen? And it's a question he hasn't even come close to answering, other than saying that, well, he said, I want you to march up very peacefully. So what did he think would happen if they marched up very peacefully? What would have come about that makes it worthwhile for people to fly in from all over the country and to assemble for this big, massive demonstration and then to march up to the Capitol? Don't you think that's a legitimate question?
I think it's a legitimate question that we'll never have an answer to.
You're
but
right.
I think had you asked any person in 1860 or even early 1861 whether one commander at a fort in South Carolina could have triggered a civil war, they probably wouldn't have answered yes.
Oh, I think they would have. Because there were people.
No,
I'll tell you why. Because in 1859, there were people who saw John Brown's raid as an attempt to start a civil war, which, by the way, it was.
It was, yes.
And again, it was a different situation where there were very clearly demarcated parts of the country. I was talking about the worst case scenario before. You've obviously thought about this, had some sleepless nights about it, as I have. Let me ask you, what was the worst case scenario that could have happened if everything possible had gone wrong?
empowerment and action by some of these nuts in these militia groups. And I agree with you that it wouldn't be north or south because it's too fractured around the country, these groups. But if enough of them gone up and taken arms, and
they didn't take arms. I don't think they found most of the people in the Capitol building were unarmed, thank God. And the only person to die of gunshot was Ashley Babbitt, who was killed by a guard who was defending the House of Representatives chamber. The difficulty here is, I know that they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Do you really think they were planning to hang the vice president, to lynch him?
I do not.
Okay, me neither. and so the difficulty here is, when people say that we came so close to losing our republic, and again, there was in USA Today, the newspaper I write for, there was a column that said we were in more danger from the protesters on January 6th than we were from the terrorists on September 11th. That's ridiculous, don't you think?
The enemy was within on the 6th. The enemy brought on September 11th, it brought us together as a country. So I don't know. It definitely fractured us, as this discussion proves.
Yeah, but I believe the healthiest thing for the country. And Steve, I greatly appreciate your call, and it's a thoughtful call, and I appreciate it. What this discussion proves to me, and what this whole debate over the new commission proves, is that the sooner we can get past this, the better it's going to be. Now, the Democrats right now are talking about some fairly radical changes in our system. One of the things that I worry about is that, assuming that they lose the vote in the Senate, that the Senate doesn't provide the 60 votes that the Senate would need because of the filibuster rule, they'll go whole hog and change the filibuster rule, saying, okay, we had more than 50 votes, we didn't have 60 votes to start the commission, the commission is so important, it's so sacred, and it's part of our sacred duty, we now have to scrap the entire filibuster and change the whole nature of the constitutional balance between Senate and House. I think that would be a shame. And some of the intentions, long-term intentions of Democrats being expressed by some of them right now are alarming. And I think they're alarming for very moderate people, too. We'll be right back on the Medved Show with that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration is refusing to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
McConnell also saying the Biden administration is trying to brag about the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant migrant children going down. More companies are saying it's okay to shop without a mask. Kroger and Walgreens are the latest to drop their mask mandates, and it's for guests who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus to coincide with the CDC's updated guidelines. Other stores where you can ditch your masks include Costco, CVS, Kohl's, Sam's Club, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a criticism. And it's not an accusation, it's a criticism. And it's a criticism of something that's very public, of President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. Criticism being that they are trying to use the pandemic as a basis for remaking America. And it's one of those things that, and I was speaking with Jeremy about this before the show, right now, actually taking a look at the pandemic and how it has been handled by both administrations, both the Trump and the Biden administration, and taking a look at the performance of the CDC and of our various state governors who have been, particularly the Andrew Cuomo situation, where it's now revealed he got $5 million in the book business for a book that doesn't even have a chance of selling anywhere near that amount. It's an extraordinary thing and shows some of the way people were so infatuated with what he was doing, which was grandstanding, and not really making responsible decisions for the people of New York. In any event, at a press conference today, Vice President Harris talked about emerging from the pandemic, which, God willing, will be soon and definitive and more and more. And here's what the Vice President had to say. Clip 8.
You know, as we emerge from the pandemic, I believe that we are at the start of a new era. I believe that we have a unique opportunity now to shape our nation's future, to transform how we live, how we work, and how we vote.
Okay, which is the one she cares about, do you think? Transforming the way we live, or the way we work, or the way we vote? If you're going to transform the way you live, don't you want to do that as an individual? Do you want to really do that collectively? Okay, we're all going to live differently now because we're going to pay a whole lot more money to the government. Is that really a transformation that the American people want? I think that some of this grandiose talk leads to a pretty effective comeback, well, by the likes of Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. He was talking about the Democratic agenda. This is clip 5.
That is why I'm alarmed when Democrats use socialist rhetoric and push socialist policies. Democrats want to control what we read, what we teach our children, and deny our history. Democrats want to censure free speech and restrict debate through political correctness. And Democrats want to redistribute taxpayers' hard-earned money from those who work to those who choose not to. That, my friends, is the road to serfdom.
And, of course, he was talking about a famous book by the great free market thinker Hayek, Road to Serfdom. And serfdom, by the way, is another form of slavery. And it is very interesting that a founding father of the Republican Party happened to be minister to Russia during the Civil War when he helped advise Tsar Alexander II to do his own Emancipation Proclamation to free the serfs who represented the majority of the Russian population at the time. The idea that we are going to fundamentally transform America and change people's minds, there's a story from upstate New York, which is stunning, which we will get to, about subjecting fourth graders to anti-racist re-education activism class. In fact, let's deal with this right now because it's serious. A school district in upstate New York released a new curriculum that puts fourth graders in restorative justice circles to talk about racism. Fairport Central School District near Rochester, New York, partnered with a social justice consulting firm. Isn't this country great? People have so many different ways of making a living. But a social justice consulting firm? Can you imagine that there are big companies, major corporations, that are paying money for social justice consulting firms? Anyway, this firm was supposed to develop the district's new race-based curriculum. 9-year-olds will be taught about how racism is deeply embedded in the Rochester community and encouraged to partake in activism. According to the curriculum, fourth grade students must be able to, quote, understand, discuss, and identify examples of racism, segregation, and anti-racism. Students were shown pictures of children protesting as an example of anti-racism. The children held signs that read, "Black Lives Matter," and "None of us is free until all of us are free." Children were also told that New York schools are the most segregated schools in the country. In the preceding slides, students were shown housing segregation maps of Monroe County, the county that houses this school, and they were asked to identify how redlining had affected where they lived. The redlining maps provided to the students were from 1935. I think that is probably before some of these fourth graders were born. It's probably before most of their grandparents were born. As an exit ticket for teachers, fourth graders were asked to watch a video to reflect on how we as fourth graders can be anti-racists. I mean, this is like the stuff in the old Soviet Union of Komsomol, which was the Young Pioneers, where you're trying to get everybody to sign up for the same social goals and to work on it. This is not what schools are for. They're not for propaganda. You think all of these fourth graders who are taking the anti-racist program are reading at grade level, doing math at grade level, preparing for education as it goes on? The Students are also asked, as part of the exit ticket for teachers, students must be asked, what are the problems in our school or community that they want to change? One example showed a picture of three young girls with the caption, Bailey, Kaliat, and Simra, meeting with their principal to address their concerns about hiring more black teachers. The idea of this propaganda being funded by taxpayers, it seems to me, is ridiculous. Again, you can, and we do, we should have units about Dr. Martin Luther King. We celebrate his holiday every year in January and talk about how evil segregation is, appropriate. But let us acknowledge the progress that the country has made, rather than the idea that the fourth graders have to come home to influence their parents and their families and everybody else. Local school board candidate Stacy Shell said that the curriculum is inherently political and integrates critical race theory into the district. Critical race theory, elementary sexual education, and pure division of our students and teachers have created an environment that is toxic for our children, she said. I believe that teachers need to be teachers. They need to focus on getting our children back to basics and promoting self-worth. Politics should be left out of schools. Look, I think that's basic. But civics is different from politics. They should learn about how our government works, how it was created, and how basically, including the embarrassing episode of January 6th, and I think it was embarrassing and it was disturbing and it was disgusting, but a threat to the survival of the republic, this republic has been durable. It survived very, very serious assaults and attacks. And it will again if we teach people pride, gratitude and pride rather than trying to instill guilt. So what about other aspects of the transformational democratic agenda? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedNet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, I was talking right before we went to break about this program to try to enroll fourth graders, I mean really fourth graders, in a series of restorative justice circles to talk about racism and to basically indoctrinate them. One of the things you hear about is the 1619 Project, which is notorious now, and they are trying to teach it at various schools. It suggests that basically America was founded based on slavery. That was the basis for founding this entire republic. Never mind the fact that going back to before the Constitution, there were strong anti-slavery efforts, and slavery was already illegal in the majority of states. And the slave trade was illegal in the majority of states. In any event, I've restarted my In Light of History podcast series because I think it's so important for people to learn the facts. For instance, most people don't know that in the Constitutional Convention, there were many people, including delegates from the South, including delegates who were brought up in slaveholding families, who wanted to include in the Constitution a ban on slavery. And there was, and again, you'll hear some of the quotes. In we have one of our new podcasts is, no, it's not true that the Constitution of this Republic is based on slavery. And we're talking about 10 minutes. It's worth listening to. It's important to share with your children. And then we have another one about the lies about America was founded and determined to wipe out and commit genocide against Native Americans. Just take a listen to what some of the founders talked about in the what's called the Northwest Ordinance. That's the new latest podcast we've just posted. You can have access to all of these under the whole series for free if you're a MedHead member. And MedHead membership is close to free. It's 11 cents a day. And you get access to all of these podcasts. We also have a Great Minds series of podcasts with interviews that we did not run on the air. And you have access, as a MedHead, to 24/7 downloading of our show, podcast of the show, commercial-free. It's a great deal. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and sign up now for our MedHead membership. Okay, we're talking about some of the desire on the part of the left, and really of the Democratic Party, because so many of them have signed on to this, to remake America. Senator Roger Marshall, who's the new senator from Kansas, and he's a good one, he's one of those Republicans who won fairly easily in what was thought to be a very contested seat last time. So Senator Marshall had this to say about the transformation of our republic. Listen.
To call this a dismal jobs report would be an understatement. It was the worst jobs miss since 1998. Yet, it's not surprising considering the many conversations I've had with Kansans throughout my travels. I've heard constantly how employers are struggling to find people for open jobs, largely because folks are staying at home due to the increased unemployment dollars and the stimulus checks that Democrats continue to push. Earlier this year, Democrats forced through legislation without any Republican support that provided $300 more per week in federal unemployment benefits. This additional benefit, when coupled with the extended unemployment benefits offered by states already, means that the average recipient is making $15 to $20 per hour to stay home. Democrats have made it more profitable for many Americans to stay unemployed. That's because these policies are not intended to help our economic recovery. They're intended to reform our American system and create more dependency on the government. Socialism comes at a time when our nation is on its way to reaching herd immunity and businesses are emerging from government-imposed lockdowns. Now, President Biden has delivered them a government-funded labor shortage.
Okay, if this election coming up in 2022 becomes an election between jobs and actually taking the jobs that are available right now, because right now you've heard from everywhere there is a labor shortage. People can't find people who are willing to work. And that's even with the minimum wage going up all over the country in various states. In any event, if it's a choice between jobs and welfare of one kind or another, or this obnoxious trend that we have of these bonus checks that are sold out to make people like you, it's truly a very stark choice. And I don't think it's a choice that works on behalf of Democrats, whatever people like Pramila Jayapal may say. She, in fact, doesn't even want anything bipartisan because she doesn't want to compromise. And what's she talking about? The infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill, which 80 to 90% of it has nothing at all to do with infrastructure. It has to do with new entitlement programs and expanding free education for people into preschool to pre-K and expanding community college. We're going to say something about some of the stunning numbers of community college. Do you know that only a majority of people, actually, who enroll in community college don't finish their two-year degree? They don't. And yet you're going to encourage more and more and more people to get that education without reaching a two-year degree, let alone going on to a four-year degree. Here is Pramila Jayapal, the representative from the state of Washington. Listen.
It's not about going against Republicans. It's about doing what the people are calling for, Republican, Independent, and Democrat. If Republicans are going to refuse to come along with actually helping us to get to a package that meets the scale of the crisis, meets the needs of this country for this once-in-a-generation investment, then we have to go, you know, we have to go it alone. But we've given them a chance. Nothing has emerged from that. And don't forget, Jake, they voted no and took the dough, right? They voted no on the rescue package and then went home and bragged about how it was important that that money was coming into their communities, in spite of the fact that people in their districts wanted them to vote for that package. They essentially said, no, we're not going to do that. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to come along. And I think this is too urgent. And we need to go big, go bold, and go fast.
Big, bold, and fast. And she says a once-in-a-generation investment. Okay, A generation usually people assume is 30, 35 years. That counts as a generation. Where in the previous 35 years did we have any investment that was comparable to the $6 trillion that the Biden administration is trying to push forward? Look, so much of this is just wishful thinking. And I want to take a look at the other preoccupation of the left, which was somehow to make college student bodies more diverse, to help with upward mobility, to try to help with social justice by getting rid of standardized admissions tests, basically, for colleges and universities. It's now 1,400 colleges and universities that do not require you to take the Scholastic Assessment Test or the ACT test or any kind of test that measures your actual ability to do college work. Now, that sounds very nice, and it takes some pressure off kids and means that you have a chance to get admitted just based upon your grades. But there are all kinds of reasons why grades are not a good indication of how you're going to fare in college or which college you should apply to. The assessment tests are a much better opportunity to assess that. Something is broken right now with our higher education system. You know what it is? It's not that people aren't going. They are. It's not that they can't afford it with the help of government support and all kinds of borrowing and going deeply into debt. People are affording it. The problem is they're throwing away that money, and they're throwing away years at a time by not graduating. By not graduating. The percentage of students who drop out of college after their first year is 30%. 30%, and only 40% of students graduate from college in 6 years. That's even allowing extra time. So is it worthwhile to get stuck with all kinds of debt to have an unfinished degree? We will talk about that and much more, including a bold new drive against homeless encampments, where you'll be shocked in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.